This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15 minutes.
Ah, 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. And we are going to go out to the guest line and talk to the great Tony Fiorentino. We got a little Heat basketball coming up tonight, but spring break is right upon us. And so if you guys want to send your kids to Junior Heat Camp, they got a spring break camp happening March 24th through the 28th. It is available for boys and girls ages 7 to 17. Let's bring on the coach, Tony Fiorentino. He joins us here. Hey, coach, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
It's great to have you, coach. Are you getting all these kids to stop chucking up threes like Steph Curry? Are you getting them back to the fundamentals?
Well, do you think that watching games on TV has an influence on kids? A few years ago, there was a game going on in the camp. Maybe 10, 11-year-olds were playing, and there was a two-on-one break. And the kid comes down the floor, the point guard, and he does what he's supposed to do. He occupies the defender. He has a teammate cutting on the left wing. He throws a perfect bounce pass. Ball goes out of bounds. The kid stopped at the three-point line.
Oh, my God.
So that was a lecture I had to give him at the end of the day with the kids.
From your standpoint, with this whole program, what is the thing you find most rewarding with getting these kids out there? They get to see Glenn Rice, and a lot of the Heat players come out. It really does seem, every time I go and check you guys out, it always seems like it's just a fun event everybody's loving.
Well, that's great. They're wide-eyed. You know, the first criteria is to have fun. That's the first goal in camp. And we teach life skills along with basketball skills. You know, you've got to be able to listen to your parents, listen to your teachers, listen to your coach. It's all in the same vein. And we teach a lot of fundamentals. One of my favorite phrases is there's a misnomer in our vocabulary when we speak. A lot of people of authority. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Whatever you practice, if you practice dribbling with your head down and your body up, you're going to do that in a game. So we're trying to create good habits both on and off the court. So I use that phrase a lot, practice makes permanent. And the kids get it. You know, I tell them on Monday, if you pay attention and you do what we ask you to do with the drills, you are going to improve by Friday. It's a given. You have to get better. And how much better you get is determined on how much you listen and apply what we're teaching you. And so by Friday, it's really interesting. We play 3-on-3 games every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. 3-on-3 or 4-on-4. And it's amazing how much better the kids get by Friday. Because most kids, when they come to camp, they think basketball is only about shooting the ball. And I wish I had a dime for every time I said to the kids, pass the ball. Pass the ball, pass the ball. You know, I had a kid was perplexed where he made a jump shot from the foul line. I said, good shot, but you had a teammate open for a layup. And so these are the kind of little instructions that we give them to try to get them to play more together as a group rather than as an individual.
Coach, you find out with kids, when they see NBA players and they see guys out there, they're looking at the finished product and not the work that those guys put in. And sometimes that tends to be the issue. Like, everybody wants to be Steph Curry. Nobody sees the work that Steph Curry puts into it. And if guys knew how much work they put into it, then they would have to decide if they're willing and determined to put that type of work in to get to that finished product.
No, it's a good point, Leroy, because I often tell them, look, you know, I was on the Heat coaching staff for 11 years, and I know what they do behind the scenes.
Right.
And right now, as we have camp at maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30 in the morning, so they're in the gym right now, and they're working. That's where you don't see that behind the scenes. Everybody sees the glory and all of the stuff on TV, but they work their butts off, especially the Heat. I said for years when I was on the air with Eric that we have arguably the best teaching staff in the NBA. Our guys get better in a short period of time than most other teams' players get better. And you see that in some of the development of like the Struces and guys like that that come into the league as G League players practically, and then they wind up with big contracts because they buy into the system that the Heat has. They work very hard. The Heat are very pragmatic with everything. They hit guys between the eyes with what they don't do well, what they need to work on, and they totally buy into it, and look what happens. Look at the track record. So we bring that up all the time with the kids about the work ethic that they have.
Junior Heat Camp is going to be going down March 24th to the 28th. It's going to be at Slam Miami High School. You guys can register now at heat.com and go check it out. The great Tony Fiorentino joining us here. Coach, so being on a staff, what is this time like right now for the staff? You guys are just, you're trying to figure things out for whatever rhyme or reason. The Miami Heat, just they have so many good things happening in a game, and it just falls out from them in the fourth quarter. What is this like of just searching for answers, and what do you think is just going on right now behind the scenes with this team?
I'm sure Leroy experienced this a little bit. When it seems like at times when you seem like you can't lose. You know, when we had LeBron and them and Wade and Bosch and guys, we won 27 games in a row. We were down 28 points in Cleveland, the worst team in the league, and won the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then you got the other side of it, where no matter what you do, you seem to be snake bit. You know, the other night, the Heat are down two, and Bam's got an easy tap in at the basket, and it rolls around the rim and out, and they get a layup at the other end. It just seems like when things are not going well, the ball rolls the wrong way, shots that are usually made are missed, and little things that happen in your favor seem to go the other way. So you feel snake bit. You can't fall into the rut, though, of the psychological aspect of it, saying, okay, you get towards the end of the game and you have a lead, and you start thinking, we can't hold on to it. I'm sure that none of that enters their mind, but psychologically, innately, some of that could get in there, and you kind of like force yourself, or you wind up not winning the game because maybe there's a little doubt there. Well, so I know that Coach Spoelstra, to me, is the best coach in the NBA. He's got a great track record, being in the Hall of Fame one day. And the approach that they always take is always, he's always positive. He's always got, they're working hard, and you just know they're going to break through. We just don't know where or when. And now the schedule's getting harder with, you know, a lot of good teams coming up in a row. So they have to find a way to get through for that one win, get that confidence back, and then you roll from there. Because they still got a shot, you know, of having a better seed going into the playoffs, going into the play-ins. And then, you know, you saw what happened 2 years ago. The Heat had to win that game against Chicago after being down with 4 minutes left to get to advance, and they got to the finals. So you never know.
Coach, this is just me, and I've played in games like this where sometimes you're playing the game, you're doing all your sets, you're running all your plays, but you're not aware because you're so focused on kind of, you know, running through your plays and being good at that, that you become unaware of where you are in the game. And it seems to me that sometimes, like, somebody needs to say, hey, guys, here's where we are. Let's get a bunny. Let's get free throws. Let's slow this thing down, because they come down and they're still chucking up threes and they haven't been shooting it well. And they just keep doing the same things when they go down the court. Have you ever, what do you tell a team that is, say, all of a sudden they hit a cold stretch shooting three and they've shot the ball well for two and a half, three quarters? What do you tell a team like, okay, let's get to the rim. Let's get to the free throw line. Some players are aware of this. It seems like they're not aware of where they are in the game at times.
Well, it's a good point, because human nature being what it is, when your team is struggling, the better players try to do too much. And maybe there's a little bit of hero basketball, you know, shooting, and that happens. It's human nature. And, and especially if you're one of the leaders of the team, maybe you try to do a little too much, because you're trying to make up for the loss or trying to make up for what's not going on. All they can do, and I'm sure they do this all the time, they sit down, they look at tape, they show the players where this could have been different, that could have been different. The other night the Heat was up two, and they come down and shoot a quick three. I know what you're saying, Leroy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not the time to do that. Get your offense set. But again, the human nature being what it is, you're trying to hit a home run. But usually when you try to hit a home run, you either hit a home run or you strike out. It's one or the other, and you want something in between.
Right.
And so it's a constant teaching element that they have. They sit down with the guys with the iPads. They sit down as a team. They look at film, and they see where they can improve. And they do this, and somewhere along the way it's going to click in where the team, certain guys may have it, but you need everybody on the same page. And eventually it breaks through, because we've been there. You know, when we first started, we won 15, 18, and 24 games. We lost 17 in a row before we won our first game against the Clippers in Los Angeles that first year. Certain things start to click in after a while, and you hope that tonight is the night that it starts.
Coach, you always do such a great job with these guys. I see you go up to them before games about the improvements they're making and the work they're putting in. I'm curious what you're seeing with Jaime Jaquez this year. You know, he looked like a guy, he played at his own pace last.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Dear, just let the game kind of come to him. And then, you know, the sophomore year, I don't know if it feels like things are sped up or the league's adjusting, but it hasn't been as smooth, I guess, as the rookie year was. What do you make of Jaime's season so far?
I thought he started out pretty well when the season started. Then he got hurt. And it seems like he never was able to get back to that point where where he had the rhythm of every game. And it seemed like he had games where he was very good, and he had games where he seemed to struggle a little bit. His game is a power game going to the rim. He's very good now with those little shot fakes inside, setting up opponents. He's a very good rebounder. He handles the ball well. I just think he never got really in that groove that he was in when the season started. And it's very difficult to get it back, because then he was out a few games again. Then he was out of the rotation because other guys were playing better. And so, you know, maybe he lost a little bit of confidence along the way. All of those things happen, especially if guys are playing ahead of you or you're hurt and you're losing. That compounds the whole thing. So he's a very good player. I know that he thinks highly of him. I think he's going to rally somewhere. You know, he only got 18 games left, but they need him like everybody else. Whatever minutes they play, he's got to come in and just do his job. He plays hard. He never says a word to the officials. Sometimes he gets fouled. He doesn't say anything. That's how you want a guy to play. Even keel. Don't get up. Don't get down. And see if you can get back into that groove he was in when the season started.
Did you like the other night when we had the record broken with Ronnie Cicely in the building? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, obviously you go back to when Ronnie was here. I was on that staff, and Ronnie, after his first year in the NBA, he shot 51% from the foul line his first year, and it affected him offensively because he shied away from going to the basket. He didn't want to get fouled.
Right.
He didn't want to go to the foul line. So he worked that summer in between the first and second year. He came in. We went 5 days a week, myself, Dave Wohl, Coach Rothstein, head coach, Coach Rothstein, and worked with all the guys that summer. And he got the best footwork of any big man. He went to the Fifth Street gym with Angelo Dundee on the beach, the famous boxing trainer. And he worked with his footwork there. And it all clicked for him. His free throw shooting got better. I think he shot 59% his second year. So it got better that way. And he got more confidence in himself. The coach got more confidence in him. And so I think he is one of the best rebounders in the history of the Miami Heat. A lot of people aren't aware of that because it was so long ago. You know, he left right before Pat Riley came to the Heat. And so it was great to see Ronnie and get to hear him speak about how much he adores the fact that Bam is breaking his record, because it's somebody that he appreciates and respects. And you could tell that Ronnie respects the game. He respects his years in Miami, and he respects Bam. And so it really made it cool that Eric Reed made that happen by initiating this whole thing. And they got together on the practice court. They exchanged jerseys, and then they had him on for a quarter during the game. All of that was just a great night for Ronnie and for Bam.
When you watch Kalel, like, we're seeing, you know, some real eye-popping moments. I think this Hornets game, you know, you saw kind of the games where he kind of struggled with Williams a little bit. But, man, he's so impressive, Tony. Like, some of the things that he could do when he's on with the block shots and just the target that he is. What have you made of his rookie year so far?
He's got a big upside. He went through a stretch where he was really playing well, getting double-figure rebounds, blocking shots, scoring. He's had his ups and downs, as you would imagine a rookie would, okay? But he's learning so much, and you could see the growth in him. I thought earlier in the season, as a shot blocker, one of the things he had to learn, and he's learning it, he started to go after every shot. And then you start to realize that if you try to go after a block that you can't get, your man's going to get the rebound and put it in. He's learning those little nuances, right, about when to go for the block, when to stay home, things of that nature. It's all about positioning. The other night, he seemed to be a little step away from blocking shots. Maybe, you know, he'll position himself a little better by looking at the tapes with the coaches, things of that nature. Then offensively, he's just going to continue to grow. People don't remember that Bam, the first year or two, when Bam would catch the ball, his first or second, he wasn't even looking at the rim. He was catching the ball, and he was looking to distribute. He had first learned to be more assertive looking at the rim. That's what you're going to find out with Kalel, he's learning so much. He's going to be so much more educated as an NBA player when the season's over than when it began. And then he's going to work, you know, in the off season with the coaches. And he's going to come back for a good sophomore year. And so I'm excited about the capacity that what he can get to as a player. He's got all the tools. He looks like he's another one. He keeps an even keel, doesn't say much, doesn't get too excited, doesn't get down, doesn't get too low when things don't go well. You love that kind of attitude. And from what everybody says, he really works his butt off in practice.
Is that a young big guy's issue? Like, I don't care who you are, deciding when to go block, when not to, going and defend the paint and then giving up an alley-oop, knowing when to go and when to stay. It seems like that is one of the issues he has all year. But is that just a big man in general when they first get into the league, is knowing when to go and when to stay, or, you know, when to leave your guy?
No doubt, Leroy. And the other thing that he's going to learn, because he's got one of the best guys in the organization that did this, is that when he blocks shots, you want to do it with a soft hand, keep the ball in bounds.
Right.
Hassan Whiteside was very good at that. And he even made a comment that earlier in his career, Hassan Whiteside, earlier in his life, he read some comments about what Alonzo Mourning was talking about with shot blocking. The best ever was Bill Russell, you know, where he would block the shot and you give your team a chance to get to possession rather than hit it out of bounds and, you know, looks good to the crowd. I think he's going to also pick up on that. So he's going to have more discretion on what shots to go after, and he's going to be able to block the shots with a softer hand. The more he works on it, becomes a mentality. He's got Alonzo Mourning there. You know, he's got a great staff to teach him that. So these are all the little nuances that a guy will learn. Right. And the one of the best in the league, I think, at being able to discern whether to go for a guy off a pick and roll or to roll with a man is Bam. Bam is excellent at reading the situation. There are a lot of times throughout his career where Bam, the pick and roll will happen and the guy will try to throw the ball to the guy rolling, and Bam will fake going at the guy and come back and steal the ball or knock it away. That becomes almost an innate thing after a while, where it just becomes second nature. That's something else he will pick up. And the more you learn about the big man, I mean, John Sally's one of the best ever in Heat history, I think, at knowing the tendencies of the guy he was guarding and the opponents. It's kind of like the rebound. You know, you learn where the rebound's going to come off based on the distance of who shot it and where it's going to go. These are little nuances of things that players pick up as they become more experienced in the league.
It was always my favorite things with you, Tony, on the broadcast with Hassan. Whenever you talked about the soft hands and bounds. So, like, as the season was going on, Leroy, I would just shout at my television, "Soft hands!" Just because Tony would teach us about the soft hands and Hassan Whiteside keeping it in bounds.
Hey,
yes.
Tony, I want to ask you, with all these young guys and how the Heat treat young guys and kind of they'll play for a while and then not play, a lot of these things that we're talking about with, like, Kalel and other young guys, like, don't you have to get, like, live reps to kind of go through that? I mean, it's not something you can really learn practicing a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. And, you know, as a coach, it's a give and take a little bit. You know, you're in the game, you're in the professional ranks to win, but you're also there to help develop players, and you try to do both.
Right.
Heat have been very good at doing that. You know, they've been very good at developing players while they were winning. Okay. And so it's a tricky game that the coach has to play along with his staff on developing players and winning the game. And so you try to reach a happy medium with that. It also happens with guys in the G League. You know, do you want a guy to go down and play and start in a G League game for two or three games, because you know he's not going to play on the big time level, as opposed to practicing with a good team every day, you know, with professionals every day, and then getting some playing time? So that's a good point, Leroy.
Tony Fiorentino, go check out Junior Heat Camp. It is going on during spring break, March 24th to the 28th. You guys can sign up now. It's going on at Slam Miami High School, ages 7 to 17 for the boys and girls out there. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck with the upcoming camp.
Thanks guys. We have a lot of fun in camp, and we always look forward to have spending the nine to 3:30, 5 days a week with the kids. It's great to see their enthusiasm, and it's great to see how much better they get. And every day, I say to them, "Who made your bed this morning?" Okay, you know, maybe on Monday morning with 100 kids, maybe 20 kids are raising their hand. By the end of the week, if they're telling the truth, you know, we're trying to get them to create good habits off the court as well as on. So it works. We have a lot of fun. Thank you for helping us promote the camp, guys.
Absolutely, Coach. Absolutely. Have a great one, and enjoy the game tonight.
You too.
Thanks, Coach. All right.
We'll take a break. We'll get into a little bit of the Cats last night. Road to repeat, as they had a tough one last night. We'll hear from Bob.
Yeah.
And his thoughts on three unanswered goals for the Bruins back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.